Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Master Legend here. Got to give you a little of that intro music, of course. And tonight, I've got some more surprises up my sleeves. And as you can probably tell, Master Legend has to speak of things that other people are too afraid to talk about. But I'm going to tell you something. This world will never be united with lies. The only way we will ever be united is with the truth. And all these other distractions and demonic things going on, oh, you know, Master Legend, I'm not so happy about what I see these days. You know, I turn on the news and it's like I might as well walk into one of them old bar rooms that I used to go to way back in the day. There used to be this place back in Florida, Wally's. Wally's isn't around anymore. The bar might be back open, but they had all this stuff on the walls. I mean, every kind of dirty talk and call this number for the gay man, call this number for the hooker girl. Call this number for a good time, all this kind of stuff. I mean, a little kid, see, I used to have to go to the bar rooms with my daddy. And I'm a little kid, and I had to go use the pee-pee room, you know. So next thing you know, daddy goes, all right, go on in there. Wash your hands real good. You make sure you don't touch anything in there. It's dirty. Well, you know, I still live that lifelong lesson until today. I make sure. I'm a germ-phobic kind of guy. All right, you got me. Oh, no, another Master Legend. He's germ-phobic. Oh, shoot him down. Get the hangman's noose. He also likes women. Oh, no. Now we got serious issues. We better get the grand jury. And then we also heard he believes in the word of God. He's read the Bible three times over. He's an ordained reverend. Stands for the word of God. We gotta kill him. Hey, don't be surprised, super friends, when your good old buddy, Master Legend, is shot down or some weird disappearance takes place. It won't be, you know, any coincidences. Well, it might be a coincidence. That's why I'm telling you why. But there we go. We go back to little kid reading words on the bathroom wall and seeing pictures, weird pictures, wondering what all that means. You know, you go in the bathroom wall and the bar rooms. It's just like what they're teaching the kids at school today. Back in them days, you seen it on the bathroom wall in the bar room, thinking bar room too. And now they're teaching it in the schools, give them books, everything, workshop books. And all. Better get the questions right or you might get an F. Oh, I don't know what that stands for these days. You know, F stands for a lot of bad words when it comes to words, not speaking names. But all right, super friends, you know, it gets me. Somebody can get on the internet and do some weird, sick things, you know, showing their private parts and everything on Facebook even. YouTube, doing all kind of weird stuff and horrible things, but Master Legend speaks a little truth, and they're shutting me down, left and right, always trying to shut me down. You don't see Master Legend walking down the road with his pants hanging down to his knees, playing with himself in public. And I tell you what, if I ever did that, I think that it would be a whole different story happening to me. I'd be getting tackled down, beaten up by the cops and, you know, public nudity or some kind of vulgarity going on there. Charges would be put on me. And I'm not trying to say one thing or the other, but see, Master Legend, as I said before, unity will never be established with lies, but with the truth. So those things, like I just explained, aren't very becoming of a person, I would say. It's not something that you can really respect. And I deserve respect. Well, why? Why? What did you do? You know, you have your pants hanging down, you're playing with yourself, and or it's these people, the gay men, these parades, they put a sock over the private part, and people bring their little kids to see those parades. I'm almost throwing up talking about it. I'm telling you. I can't tell you that. Now, you know, people go, oh, Jesus said it's okay. No, he didn't. Jesus did not say all sin was irrelevant. He said he came to give you a way out, to change your ways and repent, and he'd forgive you. If you're not sorry, how is he supposed to forgive you? Sorry. You're the ones trying to put words in Jesus' mouth. I don't. I can back every word I say from the Bible. Guarantee it. And, you know, that reminds me. Other people that are supposed to be great figures in the world that you're supposed to look up to. You know, some people go, oh, well, they don't like the Christians, you know. They look at the Old Testament and they say Jesus came and changed all that. But the exact words of Jesus was, I have not come to change one letter or iota of the word of God. So that ends that argument right there. You see, when you're dealing with Master Legend, super friends out there, y'all of the faith, you of the higher order, of the honor of God, you know what I'm talking about. Your sword is the word of God, and you need to know it good. That's why I advise everybody, learn your Bible. It'll be your greatest weapon. Telling you God's honest truth there. All right, super friends. So you know, I don't like to laugh about these things. You know, and I might not be everybody's favorite brand of hero or whatever. I don't even call myself that. I tried to be the real-life superhero. I'm just Master Legend. You know, warrior for God, the real-life superhero. I helped start it all from the beginning to make it real. You know, I might not be your favorite, but that's okay. I'm still on your side. And that's why I come and bring these things to you. And people thinking that I was making up a bad thing about, oh, the beer, big deal about the beer. That's just the start of things right there. And that's just a little start of things. That's just another part of chipping away at the true structure. You see, what they don't understand, here we go. Master Lord is going to do a little preaching music for you right here. What they don't understand is, they wouldn't be born if it wasn't for a traditional mom and dad. And I know in some cases, even in mine, wasn't the greatest. They weren't too good at all. And some even worse than mine. Some kids grew up with no daddy. And that's a bad thing, because with no daddy, they try to say, dad, he's only good for a child support check. That's all you need out of him. That's how they started making it when the big divorce craze took place years ago. Then eventually the men go, oh, well, forget even getting married. She's just going to divorce me anyway. And when she gets her kid, she doesn't want them to know who I am anyway, because that's how she makes her paychecks. That's right. That's what's going on these days. If you haven't seen it already, and I know you have, a woman having 12 kids or 10, even that much, you know, it sounds like a really whole lot. Unless you really like to have a lot of kids, and women like to have a lot of kids, and a man put up with them all, you know, it doesn't seem logical these days. It really don't. You know, back in the forum days, they needed help and all, so they used to have kids, a whole bunch of kids, so they could work the farm. But they had food. They had plenty to go around. Now there isn't that way. It's not that way. The world is overpopulated. And that's why I tell you about the population control. Like I just told you, it takes a man and a woman to have a you. That's right. It took a man and a woman to create you. And, of course, God said so. So there's three different forces. Now, you take any of those energies, those forces out of there, it doesn't work. You see, there's a thing called sacred geometry. Okay? You don't believe me? Check it out. Secrets of Metatron. People are going to really be shocked when they get hit in the face. And they're going to say, you know, Master Legend was trying to help us out all along. He didn't hate none of us. He's trying to help us. He's the one trying to show us how not to go into that fiery hellhole of our own creation. That's right. And it will be your own creation, because you will have no spirit. If you do not have a spirit, you have nothing at all. When you're dead, you're dead and gone. And some people think that's dead and gone. But there is, as it is written, and I know, because I died twice, there is an afterlife. There is something afterwards. You may think, oh, well, once I'm dead, that's it. That's all gone. But at the same time, you'll be the ones talking about you're made of stardust and star power and live on. Or even the stars have someone to answer to. And you know who that is? The one who created them, God. So, great super friends, do not feel belittled by those who keep slapping Jesus in the face. They keep spitting in his face and say, Jesus wouldn't care. He'd let anything go. That's how they don't even know. Ask them, have they read the Bible? Have they ever gone to church? Have they studied the Bible? No. Do they even know what they're even talking about? The words in the mouth of a man that they do not even know. Now, those words just don't come from the Bible. Those come from words around the world. And I'm telling you the God's honest truth. You can figure that out on your own. Nobody needs to tell you. You have to think for yourself in this life. Do not let others do the thinking for you. Master Legend's not telling you what to do. As you can see, I am bringing out facts, bringing out truth, things to think about. The degradement of the Christian family, the moralistic standards, and what we need to stand up, be strong, or we're going to be attacked. And I guarantee you it's right. It's all part of the Illuminati plan to weaken everyone. Little man, don't care about fighting. You better learn how to fight, because they're not going to hold back. You think they're going to say anything about, oh, well, he don't want to fight, we'll cut him. No, they'll slash you to pieces. And you know what else they'll do? They'll throw you in the